in the limelight.
While Donald Trump's aides were fulminating in Warsaw against Iran's alleged terrorism, it is the Islamic Republic of Iran that is the victim of terrorist attacks. These were the remarks of Eric Margolis, an American columnist, author, and veteran of many conflicts in the West Asia-North Africa region, in his article for Mint Press titled, Hate Festival Against Iran in Warsaw. Stay with us, please. Warsaw, Poland, is not a fun place to visit in darkest February, but that's where the U.S. just staged an anti-Iranian jamboree of 60 client states that brought derision and scorn from Europeans and much of West Asia. The point of this cynical exercise was to lay the diplomatic groundwork for an anti-Iranian coalition to act as a fig leaf for an upcoming attack on Iran planned by President Donald Trump and his close ally Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu. The real question is, who is calling the shots in bleak Warsaw, Trump or Netanyahu? It seems to many that the Israeli tail is again wagging the American dog. This is due to the power of America's born-again evangelicals, hoodwinked into believing that a greater Israel is somehow a key part of the so-called second coming of Christ. A recently conducted Fox News poll finds that a quarter of these credulous folks believe that God actually summoned Donald Trump to become president. This may even be more than the number of Americans who believe that long-dead singer Elvis is still alive. More proof that the Republicans have pretty much become a theological party. The three horsemen of the hard-right Republican apocalypse, Vice President Mike Pence, Insecurity Advisor John Bolton, and State Secretary Mike Pompeo, who reportedly keeps an open Bible on his desk, joined their voices to the Warsaw Jamboree to excoriate Iran for their false claim of being a sponsor of terrorism and a danger to world peace and stability. The Zionist Netanyahu, whose regime has at least 100 nuclear weapons, claimed Iran, which has no nukes, was planning a second Holocaust for Israel. An overexcited Netanyahu even tweeted that the Warsaw meeting was preparing for war with Iran. He was forced to retract his tweet, but he did get to sit next to the delegate from war-torn Yemen, a stooge put into place by the Saudis and Emirates, whose aggression against Yemen has so far cost hundreds of thousands of lives, mass starvation, and epidemics. Recently, a newly energized U.S. House of Representatives voted for an end to the U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in the Arab world's poorest nation. The Senate, still controlled by Republican crusaders, will be likely to vote down the sensible House proposal. Another participant at Warsaw was the largest Arab nation, Egypt. This nation just extended the rule of its military dictator, Field Marshal Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, to 2034. It was Sisi, backed by Saudi money, who overthrew Egypt's first democratic government in history, killing and jailing thousands. In a slap in the face to Washington, Europe's leaders, France, Germany, and the European Union government either refused to attend the Warsaw hate fest against Iran or sent low-level paper passers. Ironically, while Trump's people were fulminating against alleged Iranian terrorism, it was Iran that was the victim of terrorist attacks, an attack from a Pakistan-based terrorist group, Jaish-ul-Adl, that is linked to the CIA, killed 27 Iranian soldiers and wounded a similar number. We'll be right back. The Islamic Republic of Iran has been the target of constant attacks since the Islamic Revolution in 1979 by groups linked to the U.S. and from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and other U.S. regional vassals. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is even a long-term lobbyist for the hyper-violent terrorist group, the MKO. The Warsaw Jamboree was also supposed to set the stage for Trump's much-ballyhooed Mideast peace plan. Run by his Jewish son-in-law, Jared Kushner, the full plan is expected to be released in April, right after Israeli elections. It will likely consist of trying to buy off Palestinian land claims with U.S. taxpayer money and some cash from the Saudis. America's Arab client states in the region will all provide polite applause. The Warsaw Jamboree produced no evident results and left the U.S. even more isolated than before. Europe is moving ahead with a financial mechanism to permit trade with Iran that circumvents U.S. sanctions. U.S. intelligence itself reports that Iran is not working in nuclear weapons. Europe wants to trade with Iran. America's anti-Iran campaign has just suffered another blow. This after Washington badly damaged relations with China and Canada over the arrest of the daughter in Vancouver of the founder of Huawei over charges it traded with Iran. Most non-Americans view this as an outrage, but the later-day crusaders around Trump don't seem to care that they are damaging America's reputation and making a mess of its foreign policy.